The Grateful Dead playing in the band. You're in the mix.
Well, let's talk a little bit about smoking cigarettes, because I know that's something that will just make anybody from the Department of Health's eyes cross, basically. We're coming up on our annual Try to Get People to Quit Smoking event, are we not?
Yes, the Great American Smokeout is coming up, and we're really just encouraging everyone who's currently smoking to make a plan to try to quit.
Now, what kind of help are you guys going to offer for that? I mean, what if I was a smoker, what could I do to where could I go to get help?
We would certainly refer you to the Tobacco Free Florida's home site, their page, their free tools and services that are there that are available to be able to help an individual put together a plan to stop smoking.
It's I'm an ex-smoker. I smoked for a brief time right after I got out of college, which was a stupid thing to do. You'd think that my education was fresh in my mind, I wouldn't have done that. But even after just briefly dabbling with it, it was terribly hard to quit. And people have done this their whole lives, or they're in for a tough time, but it can be done.
Yeah, I totally agree. Smokers can, and they do quit smoking, and they're quitting all the time. It can be done. Kind of tying back to the Great American Smokeout, the date that we're going to recognize this is Thursday, November 21st. So it's coming up, and it's just a good opportunity for those who want to learn more successful ways to try to quit smoking to do that. And don't give up. Just don't give up.
You might not make it the first time.
It's kind of like that Seinfeld episode, trying to knock over the Coke machine. You know, you got to rock it back and forth a few times. And smoking's kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. You have to just stay at it and be diligent and keep with it.
Mm-hmm. And it helps understand that there's I'm not a professional in the slightest. I'm a radio DJ, but I find that there's two portions to this. There's the physical addiction to the nicotine, which, you know, it's hard to kick. But then there's also the facet that just comes with the habit of this being a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. It's a reassuring thing to, you know, go through the ritual of lighting a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And there's also the social ritual, which is getting to be, I'm sure, less and less now that you can't smoke except very, you know, outside at a bar or something. It was a big deal to offer somebody a cigarette or light a cigarette for them or something like that in those kind of social situations.
And this is why it's so important to have a plan.
Yes.
To both, you know, take care of the physical connection, but also, how do you manage? What are you going to do when that habit comes?
What are you going
up?
To do with your hands is a big deal. I mean, because, you know, smoking took up one of your hands' time the whole time you were smoking. So what do you do with your hands?
And I'm sure that you can get suggestions and answers.
I'm sure.
One from tobaccofreeflorida.com and at the Great American Smokeout.
I mean, Floridians who want to quit smoking on their own terms can do that. You get free access. The tools are available for them, and they can choose and be selective and kind of do and work and what works for them, what would work best for them.
Do we have any statistics on the benefits of stopping smoking?
Well, it'd take a while to talk about them, I'm sure, there's a lot of them in you know, including some of the negative effects of smoking begin to reverse themselves very rapidly as well.
One point I had here, Caleb, more than 212,000 Floridians have successfully quit smoking using the Tobacco Free Florida's free tools and services. So that's quite a number. 212,000 Floridians have done that. So that's very, very successful. And this is another little factoid that's interesting too. In our state, in Florida, 16% of adults are current cigarette smokers. So that translates into about 2.7 million people. There's still room to improve. I think our state over the years has really done a very nice job at reducing the smoking rates, but there's always areas for improvement. So,
well, that's something to always strive for. I'm sure we'll, as that date approaches us next week, we'll be talking a little bit more about the Great American Smokeout.
Yeah, We'll cover some more details as we get closer to it.
Yeah, smoke some ribs. Don't smoke cigarettes. I mean, again, just my own particular outlook on it, okay?
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our Vitamin B, the Beatles play of the 9 o'clock hour, all here on The Mix.